Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 19th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, how many times is 70 times 7? Peter speaks for each one of us in today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, and chapter 19, verse 1. When he says, how many times am I supposed to forgive the jerk who keeps sinning? After 7 times, if he's still a jerk, what's the point in forgiving him again? No, not 7 times, Jesus says. 70 times that much, which, according to the calculator on my Father's desk in heaven, is infinite. We'd rather only forgive people if they go and sin no more, but waiting for their repentance is harmful to us. When we choose to pray, Father, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing, we break the chains of anger that bind us to what they did. We're no longer a victim of the incident that hurt us. The wounds of our heart and spirit are healed because we receive directly from Jesus the love that was supposed to come from those who sinned against us. Forgiveness, like love, is a decision, not a feeling. It begins with an honest prayer, Father, I don't want to forgive them, but I choose to forgive them. I ask you to forgive them too. And please forgive me for holding on to my resentment, anger, or bitterness. You've already been praying this whenever you recite the Our Father Jesus taught us to pray. Father, forgive us as we forgive others. He did not add, unless, of course, they don't want to stop sinning. Who is the person in your life who is hardest to forgive? Most likely, the answer is you. If you cannot forgive yourself, you won't feel safe forgiving others. How readily do you forgive yourself? As readily as God does? Take this quiz to find out. Do I ever get angry at myself and take more than a day to feel good about myself again? Do I try to cover up my blunders with lies or by redirecting the focus off of myself? Do I get defensive when someone indicates that I'm not a perfectly good person? Do I blame others even when I am responsible? Do I believe that if people get to know me well enough, they won't like me anymore? Do I examine my conscience only rarely? When I realize I have sinned, do I doubt that God forgives me? Is this quiz making you feel uncomfortable? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you do not forgive yourself as readily as God forgives you. If you answered yes to most or all of them, you have a major problem with self-esteem and need spiritual and/or psychological counseling. You are a great candidate for God's healing love.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.